Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that wasn't supposed to play that music.
Well, that's okay. It's all good, Barbara. I was enjoying it.
Where did that come from? Very familiar. All right, so welcome, everyone. This is time for Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and we'll find out what kind of wonderful messages Jesus and all of the divine beings have for us today. And we will start this like we always do by introducing ourselves. So, DC, tell everyone about you.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, most of the time, a healer, an empath, Reiki master, and teacher. And I'm certified by the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I laugh at times when I try to say that because I hear Joan Rivers just whispering really sweetly in my ear, and you're certifiable, DC. But I do channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and at times the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. But prior to doing this beautiful work that I couldn't imagine not doing, I had a background in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healer, and I have radio shows, and I teach people and do workshops and all other kinds of wonderful things. So I began channeling several years ago, and this was my way of getting the answers that I was looking for in my own life. And now I share this with other people as I am guided to. And I was guided to work with DC Love, who has changed my life. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. If you want to know any more about us, you can find more information at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And if you'll click on the tab there that says Morning with Jesus, scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll find pictures of both of us and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's a way that you can connect with DC if that's something that you've decided you want to do. And you'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. There's lots of free information. There's even information on automatic writing, which is how I began the process of becoming a conscious channel. So see if that works for you. All right, now we are ready to hear the amazing messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara, I have a message from Jesus, and it starts off, be still and know that I am God. My beloved children, each of you at some time or another will face some kind of difficulty in your life. During those times, know that I am with you. When you sit in silence, you will hear my voice within you, and my love will fill every fiber of your being. Also, do not worry. Instead, pray. You will feel my presence as it allows doors to open for solutions. The problems that surround you will no longer have the same effect. They will not live within you, causing fear and chaos. Trust in me when times are hard. Becoming filled with anger does not allow me to come in and bring you the peace that you are needing. I ask that you cast your burdens upon me. Speak to me either aloud or in silence. I can hear you. This will bring comfort and peace as the lines of communication open. Trust that I hear everything that you are saying, and I am always willing to listen to the cries of your soul and want to bring love, joy, and comfort into your heart, replacing any darkness with light as you trust in me and allow for the bigger picture to unfold, you will be able to tune into my divine frequency. Picture this frequency as one of your favorite radio stations. You, beloved children, are never alone. I am always here waiting to hear from you. Please make time for us daily. I want to hear everything that you have to say. You can talk to me just as you would a dear friend. It is as simple as that. I am with you every moment of every day. You don't have to go anywhere special to be with me. I'm here for you in times of trouble, and I am here for you now and always, and I would like to hear from you as well in happier times. I know in each moment what you are needing. As you confide in me, I will help you by communicating through your heart, your soul, and your spirit. You will feel my guidance on a conscious level. You may have an aha moment finding a solution that comes out of the blue, or maybe even driving down the road, you might see a billboard that has an answer to your question. I, too, can be really creative. Even your favorite songs can speak to you and bring guidance. My beloved children, I love you. Why not begin today? Make time to talk with me. You just may be amazed how my presence can make such a beautiful change in your life. I love you, Jesus. Then I was guided, Barbara, to read a message that I channeled, I believe it was a few months ago, while I was with a loved one at a doctor's appointment, and I was guided that morning to bring a notebook and a pen, and I did. And as I was sitting in the waiting room, it was very quiet, I got out my notebook and my pen, and this is what I channeled. Beloved ones, you are the light that irradiates the world. Let this light shine from your heart. Let it burn brightly forever. Consciously choose to become a beacon and illuminate the path for all of humanity's endeavors. Each day is a gift wrapped up in the creation of God's love and grace, sent to be shared by the whole human race. Remember to make the best of each day, no matter if the sky is filled with sunshine or even clouds of gray. Start today. Shine your rays of possibility outward, connecting with unifying energy, coming together to create conscious synergy. Let your light burn so brightly for others to see, brighter than a shooting star. Lord, start a fire in me. It takes but a spark, an ember of light, to fill complete darkness with your brilliant light. Let it be so enlightening. Fan my flame. Make it grow, filling my soul, allowing peace, love, and joy to accompany me wherever I may go. We are all one, united by Source. Love is our strength, our true destiny in life, but not meant to be kept to ourselves, but meant to be shared as an expression of humanity, at the very least, once or twice. Allow your soul to lead the way, as your heart will soon follow on a journey of love, creating endless possibilities from God above. Dear ones, silence your voice and listen to the cries of your heart, shifting your perceptions to receive miracles and blessings, and knowing we are never, ever apart. Today, celebrate the power we have created together. Know we are all the great I am as you explore all the possibilities of your soul mission and your life plan. Be of service and inspiration to the people you meet as you experience God working through you, bringing grace to all faces and smiles so sweet. Let each day be filled with courage, strength, hope, and faith. Beloved ones, you are all children of God. Allow your life to be an expression of love. It's a natural state. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those were my messages.
Well, wonderful. All right. Well, let's see what Jesus wants to say now, in this moment. My beloveds, I really want you to understand that you are more than you've ever been taught that you were. So many of you are just so stuck, so rutted in the belief that you are insignificant, that your life is insignificant, that you really don't mean anything. And this is so far from the truth. We want you to open up to who you are. We've talked before about allowing yourself to expand, which is one of the things you are here for. Each and every one of you is to expand, to be more, to live more, to have the things that you desire, to create whatever it is that you feel compelled to create. This life is all about more, not less. You are here to open up, to shine. Each of you has gifts to share with this world. Each of you is unique. So there's no need for you to ever compare yourself against someone else or to feel that you have to compete, because you don't. You are here for whatever you decide you are here for. And yes, you did make some decisions before you came into these physical bodies at this time, but you get to decide in every moment who you are being, what you are experiencing, what your life is about. And there is always more. We know that some of you get frustrated at times because you are working really hard on clearing out those old beliefs and changing your life and becoming whomever it is you have decided you are becoming. And you think that eventually you will reach a point where you have cleared out all of those old beliefs and all of that will be gone. And we're here to tell you that that's really not the point, because you are becoming more. And to become more, you have to let go of things that no longer work for you. And as you become more, you will find that there are more things that you need to let go of because you didn't realize they were there until you became more. So it's really a kind of dance. And every step that you take leads you to another step. And that's really the beauty of it all. So don't have this belief that one day you are going to be completely and totally free of every single thing that ever made you feel anything less than absolutely magnificent. Because as you move forward, as you become more, as you recognize and live your magnificence, you will have more and more opportunities to become even more and more magnificent. Life really is a never-ending journey. And each step is taking you closer and closer and closer to being who you already are. So it's not like you really have to achieve anything, because you've already achieved it. But you are experiencing whatever it is you are choosing to experience. So don't think of yourself as needing to find that level of enlightenment that's going to transform you into something other than who you are, because you are already that level of enlightenment. And what you are doing is you are experiencing whatever you are experiencing. You are learning whatever you are choosing to learn. You are becoming whomever you are choosing to be. There's nothing wrong with you. You aren't broken. You don't need to be fixed. You are here simply to live your life, to learn whatever it is you are choosing to learn, to open up to the more that you already are. And this is why we tell you that you really can't fail. There is no failure. It's just the experience. It's just the opening. It's just the love. And you wanted the opportunity to move more and more into that love. And that's why you're here. So please, be kind to yourself. Allow yourself to let go of whatever you need to let go of in every single moment of your life. And know that this is part of your gift, part of your blessing, part of your purpose. You don't need to save yourself. You don't need to save the world. There's nothing to save because there's nothing broken. There's nothing wrong. You are already in alignment with the Creator because the Creator is inside of you. There is no separation. There never was and there never will be. So this actually gives you the freedom to create your life. And we'd like for you to embrace that freedom and create what you truly desire. And of course, if you need help, ask. We are here for you. We love you. We love assisting you in accomplishing whatever it is you set out to do. We love the joy that is created by your success. So don't ever think that whatever it is you desire is too insignificant for us to even care about, because that's not possible, because we love you. And as you open up more and more to the love of yourself, to allowing yourself to truly live your life and experience your own life and enjoy your own life, then the better the whole universe becomes. Because you are important. Each and every one of you. You are important. And don't ever forget that. You are important. So make it your intention today to do something that you truly love doing. And it doesn't matter if you only do it for 30 seconds. Just do it. Something that you truly love. Go ahead and do it. Experience the joy of the moment. Be in that moment. Get out of worrying about the past and worrying about the future and all of those other thoughts that occupy your mind that keep you from truly being you. It's time to come home to your own heart. It's time to open up to your own life. It's time for you to live your freedom. And remember, we are always here for you. And we always, always have time for you. So have a beautiful, magnificent day, all of you beloved beings. Because you, each and every one of you, deserves it. Be well. Okay.
Whew. That was beautiful, Barbara.
Oh, that was. That was
very good.
Yeah, that was. You got me speechless there, so.
Great. That's great. Oh, my goodness. Oh, feeling.
Yes. So I want to remind everyone that we will be doing the Thursday shows on Blog Talk so that you can call in and ask your questions and get the messages that the Divine Ones have for you. We wanted to try this out, see how it works, see how many people were interested in actually connecting with us and asking the questions that are coming up in their own lives. So we will do this for the month of August, and if it works, I guess we will continue to do it, and maybe someday it'll evolve, and Tuesday shows will be on Blog Talk, too. I have no idea where this is going, but that's okay. I don't need to.
Yeah.
I just know it's going to be whatever is for the highest good.
Definitely.
Well, we don't have any callers today, and there's no questions in the chat room. So I guess we are actually free to end the show unless you have something that you feel guided to say. You know, you.
I do. Barbara, I just getting like a message that all of us are guided to just really get, you know, get in touch with our deepest dreams, to go within, to really like search our hearts and, you know, really figure out what it is that we're desiring. What do we want to do? What kind of journey do we want to take? But it starts with us in an inward journey. And whatever, you know, calls us is what we're supposed to follow. What brings us joy? What our passion is? And really to, like, you know, we have to give ourselves permission to go on this beautiful journey and really to dare to be bold and dream those dreams and know that we're deserving of these dreams. And to believe that, you know, not only are we going to believe in these dreams that we're having, we're going to create them. They're going to become our reality. So, you know, we're asked to really connect with the joy within our soul. And just know that, you know, our dream for ourselves is also God's dreams for us. And, you know, together we can co-create those dreams. So we're just asked to, you know, like take a little bit of time and just dream, you know, and create the lifetime that we've, you know, been wanting. And the easiest way to do that is imagine, you know, the perfect position that you would, like, want in life. And how does that feel? Oh, my goodness, when you have, you know, that perfect, you know, maybe job or whatever it is, how does it feel? Feel how, like, excited you are. Feel how much joy this brings. And allow yourself to dream that and allow it to come to fruition. And we have to remember, when we were children, like, dreaming was so easy, you know. But it seems like when we became, like, adults, we sort of lost some of that magic, Barbara, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So really to connect with that beautiful magic and dream those dreams and, you know, allow them to become our reality. And I hear an angel in the background saying, you know, how good can you stand it? Because that's how good life is going to be for us. That's as good as it's going to get. So that was the message that I had. I don't know if it's for someone specific listening, but I think it's really for all of us.
Yes. Definitely something that everyone could benefit from. Because if we are living our dreams, then we are not living our nightmares. And a lot of people are living their nightmares. And that's a choice. You really don't have to do that. So,
oh my gosh, yes. It is a choice. And I would prefer to live my dreams.
Yes, me too. Most of the time. Okay, all of the time.
And when we add a little bit of love into that mixture, it becomes magical. So,
yes.
And I just, you know, from the beginning of, like, when this show was created, I feel so much closer to Jesus. And, I mean, I just feel like I could just, you know, I sit at, you know, sometimes in the morning and I have my cup of coffee. And as the sun comes up, I have a conversation, you know, and it's just beautiful. But I really feel if everyone would take a little time and just, like, connect, and it doesn't take, you know, like, any specific, you know, tools or anything, you would just sit there and just talk and let Jesus know what's really important to you, you know, and how you feel. And as you do this, it becomes easier and easier, and the guidance comes through a lot clearer.
Yeah, it's when we start the conversation.
I'm that's how I start my... Yes.
Yeah. They're always waiting to connect with us.
Yes, so, I mean, continually just waiting.
Yeah, and it really is.
And I get messages all over the place.
Saying what you need to say. Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. I mean, I'm driving down the road, and I'm, like, yesterday I saw a beautiful sign. We were picking up a new addition to our family, another little fur baby, and the first sign that I saw was coming home. And it was actually like it was just about an auto dealership, but it said coming home. And then I saw another sign not too much further. It said just believe, and there was a butterfly. And then I heard on the radio, one of the radio broadcasters was saying, it's all about love. So, I mean, I was getting messages continually yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really beautiful. If you just ask, you will receive them.
Yes, because they're always waiting. They're always right there. So just say what's in your heart. And you don't really have to worry about it. If you take that time and you sit and you just have that conversation, then you will feel the lifting of whatever burdens you've been lugging around, because you're actually putting them out there. You're letting it go. You're allowing it to be resolved, and you will see changes in your life, and you will get your answers. You may not, initially hear it, but you will get it. You will get it in the little signs, like DC said. Sometimes it's a billboard. Sometimes you overhear a conversation. Sometimes it's a song on the radio. Sometimes it's just a feeling that you have that it is changing and that you are loved.
But even myself, we're here, we're having our human experience. Sometimes, I sit there and I lose a little faith, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how's this going to be solved? How's this going to be resolved? And then I remember, I have to put it in, Jesus' hands. And when I do, I feel such a burden that's lifted, and then I do see how, the situations do resolve. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes, it is. And sometimes it's just a matter of opening up, that beautiful expansive energy that you become. And it's that beautiful expansive energy that I imagine that the Creator is. And that energy is there for you. So you can just do that simple little prayer that I think I gave you guys before, that goes, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of my energies in all of my bodies, in all of my personal space now. Thank you.
Beautiful.
And when you say that, you really are opening up to opening up. And it continues to amaze me that when I say that, I start seeing answers to questions that I have. I start experiencing the synchronicities of good things coming into my life. And it's all because I'm actually opening up. Because when we are
mm-hmm.
sitting there and we are afraid and we are constricted, we aren't allowing anything else in. So it's when we actually say that little prayer and open up that we are truly allowing changes that are there for us and that we deserve. And sometimes you just suddenly understand something that you might have been worrying about. But you stop worrying. You stop being that contracted little being, and you start being expansive. You start allowing your answers into your life. And that's really so important to each and every one of us. And that is how we change. So definitely open up, expand, be more. You really can. And it's okay. All right, so I want to remind the callers in the queue that if you actually have a question, you have to press the number 1 for the symbol to come up on my dashboard or my studio screen or whatever you call this thing so that I know. Otherwise, we will just leave you alone and let you listen. But if you did call in, you probably do have something that you want to ask. So this is your opportunity, and I'm just reminding you of it. Okay. So, DC, did you have anything else that you wanted to share?
I didn't. Well, I do. I just want to say that we welcomed a new baby granddaughter into our family this morning at 5:27 a.m. So, welcome,
Wonderful.
Violet. Yes.
I wonder if this means she's going to be a morning person.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, wonderful. I'm so I'm so happy that she's born and now you get to hold her and all of those wonderful adventures that you're going to get to go on with her. Ooh, and I do see that you're going to go on some wonderful adventures with her. So, oh, it'll all be great. All right, let's see if there's anything else that I am guided to share. I'm hearing the word knowing, but I don't really know what knowing is supposed to mean. All right, let me ask. Each of you has the knowing. There are things that you just know, that you can't explain, but you know. Trust your knowing. Because that connection is always there, and we are always answering you. And sometimes it is with a knowing. So it's time for you to start digging your own heart. You don't have to figure everything out with your head. You really don't. Sometimes you just know. So be okay with that knowing. Allow that knowing to show you the way. We love you. Okay, I don't know if that was for everybody else or just for me. Actually, it was for all of us, but it did resonate with my life. And there are times when I am learning to trust my knowing. And sometimes it seems like a really difficult thing to do because my brain is going 1,000 miles an hour about why I shouldn't do this, this, and this, where my knowing is saying, it's okay, go ahead and do it. And then, you know, builds that little conflict in us, but that's one of those times when I open up, when I ask to have the energies expanded and decompressed, so that I can actually move forward in the knowing. And that really does work with letting go of all of those little ego thoughts about what you should and shouldn't do. Because when you are expanded and decompressed, ego actually goes quiet. So that's one of the ways that you can get out of that brain talk.
I'm also getting, you know, not only everything that you said, but I have Robin Williams, and he keeps pulling his shirt over his head, and he's saying, you're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it. So Joan must have sent him in this morning. She must have been busy. But he's smiling and laughing. He's pulling his shirt over his head and talking, pulling it up. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we've got to make sure we don't lose that little spark of madness as well.
Yeah, that's the spark of light and laughter and love in our lives. And
yeah,
that's so important. We are
it
not
is.
Supposed to be totally serious. I have to do this, this, and this because it's on my list. Well, put fun on your list and make sure you do some of that every day too, because you're the one writing the list. Why not add fun? That's what I do. And I have a group and I'm having them write their intentions every day, you know, some things that they plan on achieving. And I've told them, put fun on there. It's okay to have fun. You don't have to be the serious person who's always doing all of this stuff to make themselves better and to make the world a better place, blah, 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 blah. That sounds so dull and boring. Add fun to your list and to your life and then do
and you
it.
Know what, that being said, now you brought Joan in. And she's saying, when life gives you lemons, mix in some vodka and have yourself a party.
Yes. And you can do it without vodka if you choose.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I think that is all that we have for today. Let me check to make sure. Okay, yep, you guys are good to go. And we will be back on Blog Talk next Thursday, and we will be on the recording on Tuesday. You can send us an email at morningwithjesus@gmail.com, and we will be happy to answer your questions. And you can go on YouTube, or you can look on our Facebook pages and find any previous recordings. So if there's more that you want to look at with Mornings with Jesus, that's one of the ways that you can do that. Alrighty, everyone. We hope that you have an absolutely wonderful, magnificent day, and that you actually do let yourself have some fun. Now I'm going to have to think of something fun that I'm going to do today. But I'm going to find it, and I'm going to do it.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you again on Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.